Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in Revelation chapter 21, so let's look at a couple more verses of this. We're going to start with verse 3. It says this, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true." So that's where we left off in the previous episode. And that the Lord himself is telling John, hey, write these things. Write, for these words are faithful and true. He had been writing the faithful and true words that he'd heard, the faithful and true scenes that he had seen. So he was recording all this. And now the Lord is telling him, hey, I'm making everything new. All things new. So, John's writing, verse 6. Then he, and this is the Most High God, he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." So what we see here, we see that the Lord has declared, or he has declared, as the way it's described here, that he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he's going to give. He's going to give to the one who's thirst from the spring of the water of life. It will not cost that one anything. He declares that it is done. Everything is finished. It's done. Verse 7, it continues. "He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." And so he picks up the theme that we saw in the second and third chapter of the overcomers, And he's encouraged John, so write this stuff down. The overcomers will inherit these things. Well, what things? The spring of the water of life, for one thing. The context he's talking about right here, but also this thing, that he will be their God, and they, the overcomers, will be God's son. Verse 8, "But for the cowardly, unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So we see that phrase again, the second death, the second death. We saw the first death. We've seen the second death at least twice here lately. And he's telling us who's going to be in the lake that burns with fire, the lake of fire that is the second death. It's the cowardly. The fearful, okay? And the idea behind this is that they're faithless, that they fear rather than faith, they have no faith in what God has told them. So the cowardly will be there. The unbelieving or untrustworthy is another word to describe it. And it's also translated one time in the scripture as incredible. Okay, but it's basically the idea of not believing, refusing to believe, the faithless. So you have the cowards, you have the faithless, you have the abominable. And it's really derived from a word that means to stink. Yeah, that you absolutely abhor in a disgusting kind of way. And so he says those who are cowardly, those who are abominable, those who are unbelieving, those who are murderers, the murderer is a murderer, that they will join with immoral persons. Immoral person. And it's the word pornos, okay, where we get pornography from. Literally means immoral or a fornicator. And it depends on how it's applied to people. It can mean like a prostitute, a male prostitute. So it's that type of immorality that's being referenced. And sorcerers, literally from the word pharmakia, it's pharmakon here, means a sorcerer, magician, a poisoner. Okay, it refers to that. Say, well, how can that be? Well, yeah, what do you think this stuff does? It poisons you in both ways. So you see the immoral, the sorcerers, idolaters, and that literally means like a one who worships an image or really worships false gods, anything other than the Most High God, servant of such. And then he said liars, all liars. And that word liars literally means the wicked, the deceitful, the untrue, ones that lie, tell false, that kind of thing. So this is what's going to happen with the lake of fire. It will be populated with these folks, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, immoral persons, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. So with this being said in this one verse, verse 8, Revelation 21, do we get some insight into what we see happening, particularly with the Western church today, where you have, as a matter of fact, I saw some things yesterday. What were they? Oh, they were social media posts. And these are actually guys I know. One in particular, but these guys are all in leadership in various religious organizations. They would say churches. I say religious organizations. And they are sitting there, and let me see, one, two, three of these things, maybe four of these things in this eighth verse, they are sitting there and say, no, these things are fine. It's okay to be an immoral person. Okay, it's even okay to be a sorcerer. Now people say, well, nobody ever says that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look what they teach. Look what they embrace. If you embrace, if you allow sorcery, well, there you go. And so such folks like that, they're going to wind up in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. This is serious, serious stuff, folks, in the midst here of just phenomenal scene. Showing the wonder and the glory of what is yet to come. It's actually what humbling sort of motivates you to speak the truth to folks, because so many think that they're right with God and they are not. Well, again, my time's up. We'll look at this a little more next episode. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.